Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Hello and welcome to Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. I'm Ali Selby and today I'm joined by Chris Stott from 1851 Capital and Marcus Burns from Steria, where they'll be sharing their thesis behind their three highest conviction ideas. Plus, they'll also be sharing their thoughts on each other's top holdings too. First up, we have Unity Group. They've made numerous acquisitions over the past 12 months and its share price is up around 95% over the same time period. Chris, it's one of your top holdings. Take us through your reasoning behind it.
Look, we think we're quite attracted to the management team. Mick Simmons, Vaughan have been there and done that before. Some of the best performing telco entrepreneurs in the last 10 years. You know, really strong balance sheet, ASX 200 inclusion coming, we think, over the next few weeks. So, it's a buy for us over the medium to longer term.
Marcus, do you think it's a buy, hold, or sell?
Look, I'm going to take the other side of that and say it's a sell. The key thing for us is we see some risks around the balance sheet. Like, they have done a lot of acquisitions, to Chris's point, but it's carrying a ton of goodwill, and we think there's some long-term potential margin risk.
Next up, we have Supply Network, which is one of your top holdings, Marcus. It sells parts for trucks and buses. Take us through what attracted you to that stock.
Sure. Like, it's been a long-term organic rollout story. So they supply, as you said, bus and truck parts. They're one of the leading aftermarket suppliers in Australia. They've been, if you look at the last 10 years, they've probably grown revenue something like 10, 11, 12% CAGR over that period of time, and they've grown EBIT around 20% per annum on average over that period of time. So an incredible story of success, very high return on capital, and yet we still think the valuation is pretty supportive of the long-term story there. So we like that a lot.
Chris, do you think it's a buy, hold, or sell?
Hold for us. It's in a bit of a sweet spot at the moment. Truck car part market, red hot at the moment, but it's a hold for us. Liquidity of the stock's a bit tricky for us too, so hold.
Okay. Next up, we have one of your largest holdings. It's Capital Health. It's a diagnostic imaging provider. Why did you buy that stock?
So radiology market remains incredibly strong. Over the last 6-12 months, we've seen that in the Medicare data. New CEOs come in, cleaned up the business, net cash balance sheet. Ripe for acquisitions, capital management. So we think that it's a buy over the medium to longer term from here.
Marcus, its share price is up 81% over the past year. Do you think it's a buy, hold, or sell?
Look, I think it's a sound business. To Chris's point, good cash flow conversion. I guess it would be a hold. Mainly the reason there is that we think valuation is pretty full around these levels.
Next up, we have another of your top holdings. It's Class.
Yep.
What attracted you to that stock?
So Class has a number of attractions for us. It's got an incredible business. It's taking market share in the SMSF accounting space. It's launched a couple of other products recently, Class Trust. And it's also consolidating sort of technology around document preparation software. So, great retention of its clients, something like 99.3% of its client base is retained every year. Very cash generative and a very supportive valuation. So we are really, really attracted to Class.
Chris, over to you. Is Class a buy, hold, or sell?
Hold for us. So we think Andrew Russell's a really good operator. He's come in cleaning the business up. We temper our view a bit at the moment in terms of, the increased capitalisation of costs. $18 million been spent this year, catch up for the last few years of underinvestment. So that tempers our view in terms of that stock for now. So it's a hold.
We're staying on you now. We have PSC Insurance, another of your top holdings. It's up around 44% over the past year. What is your thesis behind that stock?
So number three insurance broking business behind Oz Brokers and Steadfast here domestically. A-grade management team again with really good skin in the game. The premium rate environment continues to tighten, providing a good outlook for not only domestically but also their growing business over in the UK. So we think it's a buy.
Marcus, what's your stance on this company?
PSC, we'd probably be a buy. It's good cash generation, good growth, and yet can also bolt on some organic opportunities as well. So not bad, and it's fully priced, but probably quite a good long-term outlook there as well.
Last up, we have NZ Me, a media and entertainment company based in New Zealand. Tell us a little bit about this company.
So NZ Me, yeah, to your point, it owns leading radio stations in New Zealand. It's one of the leading newspaper companies in New Zealand. Again, most people would look at that and say, well, why would you be attracted to that? but it's in the process of digitising its subscriber base. So 1.7 million odd readers daily, only monetize about 50,000 of those currently. So there's a lot of sort of users that can eventually convert to paying subscribers, which we think is attractive. It's rapidly degeared the business. So small amount of net debt, very cash generative right now, and incredibly cheap. So we think it's a really good long-term story from here.
Chris, do you agree? Do you think NZME is a buy?
Hold. So we temper our view there based on the lack of earnings growth for that company over the next few years. But certainly they are in a good position and generate good levels of cash, as Marcus mentioned there. So for hold for now.
Well, that's all we have time for today. We hope you enjoyed this analysis of Chris and Marcus's top holdings. If you did, why not give this episode a like? Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss an update.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.